Welcome everyone to today's meeting. I'm Fernando, alcoholic. Let's go ahead and open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. AA is a fellowship of men and women who help each other to overcome alcoholism. Thank you so much for coming on here today. I'm Fernando again. I am the park drunk. I got drunk. I am fully clothed in my right mind only by the grace of God. The grace of God is a great topic, you know. I mean, it's so important that Bill put it up on the wall, but for the grace of God and me being the but. Knowing that the grace of God, every time I fell down with a bottle in my hand, it was the grace of God that was sustaining me. Amen. For my purpose today is one primary purpose, to carry this message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray the set-aside prayer, please. Lord, I set aside everything I know about you, this place, myself, this program, for a fresh new revelation, new idea in you, this place, myself, and the program, that I may know you better and have your presence and your strength. Amen. Amen. All right, family, let's go ahead and read today's reading, Daily Reflections for April the 8th. An inside look. We want to find exactly how, when, and where our natural desires have warped us. We wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and ourselves. By discovering that our emotional deformities are, we can move toward their correction. 12 and 12 Traditions, page 43. Today, I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens myself, my desires, even my dreams. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I fear the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can, or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. I'm Fernando, alcoholic. The first thing that I want to brings to my attention is the word warp. Natural desires. What are our natural desires? I understand them. There's about five of them. You know, there's love, natural desire, that's acceptance. There's importance of approval from ourselves, from God, and from others. I was always hiding from that approval from God because I wasn't approvable, and I treated myself worse. So I finally came to and didn't realize that because of the grace of God that I'm standing on, I seem to be approved already. All I had to do was admit my part, you know, that I was wrong, I did wrong, and I couldn't stop doing wrong. I knew it was right, but I couldn't stop doing wrong. And then our next statement says, we wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and ourselves, our moms, our parents, our kids, our job, the people that gave us good jobs and they gave us trust. We violated all that, you know, and by pushing the envelope, staying late at night and going to crazy bars and stuff, dangerous places. By discovering that our emotional deformities are, we can move toward their correction. One thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is the power that's in the room, the power of grace, the power of saying, Uncle. I say, Uncle, yep. So thank you, God. I asked for help. I asked for a program, and God sent me to Alcoholics Anonymous. Today, I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens me, myself, my desires, even my dreams. Now, here's the crux. Yet, without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I fear the most the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. On a 24-hour basis, I ask God, I thank God today for who he made me. So I compliment myself. I say, thank you. Well done. I encourage myself with compliments. I say, hey, you're the best sharer in there. Your share is going to help others. You have a good message. And I have to talk to myself that way, you know, and we need, that's what I saw when I came in. I saw joy, happiness, and freedom in the individuals, and they freely shared. Even though my drinking still was calling me, I had to keep going forward. I didn't drink, but the isms, you know, the craziness, I had to write down in my God box what dreams I wanted, you know, put down in the God box dreams that gave confidence. Like, you know, hold a job, put bread on the table, have a clean car, clean shoes, a nice haircut. Had a dream of taking care of self and then taking care of others. Had a dream, and then came the bigger dreams, you know, going places, going to conventions, and a dream of having good sponsees around you, and a dream of moving forward and doing great things for yourself and others. Amen. All right, let me go ahead real fast like and read what my sponsor, Solomon, has to say. And I was thinking of reading an article from the Grapevine, which is always a lot of intuition there, a lot of wisdom in there. Today's the 8th, Proverbs 8. Let's go to my sponsor's house. Mr. Solomon, sir, you up? The excellence of wisdom. The excellence of wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? Yes, yes, it does. The excellence of wisdom. Wisdom does cry out and understanding do lift up their voice. I'm thankful for that I'm able to receive it. Verse 2 says, she takes her stand on the top of the high hill besides the way where the path meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the door. To you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instructions and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. I said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, hate pride and arrogance and the evil way. And the perverse mouth I hate, saith wisdom. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. Well, as yet, he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he had prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Sponsor. Thank you very much for coming on here and giving us the business. What's the truth is in this world, that we may know the truth. And that's to honor God and listen to wisdom. Wisdom is always talking. Amen. All right, little 24-hour day for today, for April the 8th. It says, in AA, alcoholics find a way to solve their personality problems. They do this by recovering three things. First, they recover their personal integrity. They pull themselves together. They get honest with themselves and with other people. They face themselves and their problems honestly. Instead of running away, they take a personal inventory of themselves to see where they really stand. Then they face the facts instead of making excuses for themselves. Second, alcoholics recover their faith in a power greater than themselves. They admit that they're helpless by themselves and they call on their higher power for help. They surrender their lives to God as they understand him. They put their drink problem in God's hands and leave it there. They recover their faith in a higher power that can help them. When trouble comes, do not say, why should this happen to me? Leave yourself out of the picture. Think of other people and their troubles, and you will forget about your own. Gradually get away from yourself, and you will know the consolation of unselfish service to others. After a while, it will not matter so much what happens to you. It is not the important anymore. That's not so important, except as you experience can be used to help others who are in the same kind of trouble. I pray that I may become more unselfish. I pray that I may not be thrown off track by letting the old selfish creep back into my life. I thank God for my problems, and God helps me resolve them. I must make a stand for God and thanking him for all the things around me. Believers that believe in God are considered by some as particular people. I must be willing to be deemed a fool for the sake of my faith by thanking God for my problems. I must be ready to stand aside and let the fashions and customs of the world go by because they did not work for me. I'm intelligent enough to see that I only have so many chances. When God's purpose are thereby forwarded by thanking him for my problems and getting out of the way and being grateful I don't have any more like other people, I'd be known by the marks and distinguished as a thankful person that believes in God. These are honest actions, pure actions, unselfish actions, love, gratitude, humility, and it's a sense of surrender. It goes against my pride, my ego, and my selfishness and puts them at ease. I pray that I may be ready to profess my belief in God before others. I pray that I may not be turned aside by the skepticism and cynicism of unbelieving people. When I say, thank you, God, for my mess ups, just the way it is. Thank you for my life, just the way it is. Then God comes in and helps me. What other way can God help me when my ego, my pride, and my fears are in the way? And they don't work. They didn't work. I applied anger and pride and to get my life straight. I only drank more. It fell apart. Even running and exercising and the whole bit and going to universities, taking adult school in universities, I thought that would help me. I must have done three of them in my lifetime. San Francisco University, San Diego University, University back east through mail, through correspondence, trying to better myself. The only thing that bettered me on an easier is helping others and being in the program, enjoying the coffee, cookies, and the laughter and the joy. What a life, man. Have a ministry. Everything I always looked for in my entire life was in the traditions, in the steps. For our common welfare. Our common welfare comes first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Let's get fired up about this thing. Man, we got a gold mine in there. All right, today's reading is called Sober and Clean. It comes to us from an issue from October 1992, Grapevine. And the topic is The Family Afterwards. Amen. Sober and Cleaning. It's a perfect autumn afternoon, quiet with a blue sky and the sun making the leaves on the trees sparkle. The breeze washes over me like water. I'm out here hanging clothes on the line. I pick up our clean clothes, smooth each piece, secure it to the clothesline with a wooden clothespin. I wash as the clothes flap up and down, begin to soak in the sweet sunshine. And I feel good hanging up. The wash is one of those simple pleasures that was always available when I was drinking, but somehow just out of reach in those days. Laundry, like everything else besides drinking, was pure drudgery to be gotten over with as quick as possible. Carrying a basket of wet clothes outside with a hangover was a complex and strenuous fact, not fun at all. Bobbing on the line of a pair of my daughter's sneakers, clean and fresh smelling, there are a source of pride because I just learned how to get them clean. Until recently, I had been throwing away rotten sneakers as soon as I could afford to buy a new pair. Then I overheard someone talking about washing her kids' sneakers every week, and I took note. It sounds silly, but I haven't thought of doing that. Cleaning it in various forms is one of the art that has eluded me for a long, long time. In a book of a household hints, I found out how to take the odor out of sneakers. A little ammonia in the rinse water, they were like new when I took them out of the washer, and I was delighted. I hung them on the line with the clothes and make them smell really fresh. Such a small thing, but it's so different from the way I did things when I was drinking. When things got dirty or fell into disrepair, I let them get worse. Whether it was something concrete like a rusty bicycle or dust on the table or something more abstract like relationships with people, I really didn't anything to try to fix it. I always hoped it would go away or someone else would come along and take care of it. Of course, it usually got worse. I like to blame my mother for my domestic inadequacies. But my siblings knew how to do all those things, and they were raised right alongside me. So now I'm sober and getting clean. It's progress, though, not perfection. Another lady in the program tells me, and she'd had a hard time, too, with cleaning. I used to clean one room, and that was all I could do for that day, she says, laughing at herself. That's where I am at now, I confess. For me, that's good. I never used to clean any rooms. I take a little at a time, and it's amazing what I can do for my own peace of mind just by removing some of the dust and the smudges from my environment. Another friend has learned to cook breakfast for himself since becoming sober and single. He seems to take some pride in his feast, so he scrambles eggs. That's just about it for now. But makes a hell of a meal for himself. I laughed when he told me that it's no different than my caper in cleaning my daughter's sneakers once a week. Then I realized I haven't washed my curtains in a long time, years, because of my drinking. In sobriety, I find that growth is often unpredictable. We don't learn things necessarily according to conventional timetables. Emotionally, for example, I often feel like a teenager or younger, but rather than focusing on the difference between my feeling inside and my outward appearance, I rejoice that finally I am beginning to allow myself to accept life on its own terms, to be who I am. And I never expected from sobriety that some of my greatest joys would come from the daily accumulations of such small acts. Telling a friend something real about myself, enjoying the patterns and colors of leaves against the afternoon sky, watching the pile of soft, sweet-smelling laundry slow fill up in my basket, I hoist the basket on one hip, breathe deeply on the cool air, and carry my family's clothes upstairs, thanking God for another beautiful sober day. LD, Carbondale, Illinois, 1992. She didn't say how long she'd been sober, and she didn't say anything of the past other than the house needed cleaning. And that just reminds me, I usually clean my front windows in springtime and try to squeegee them and clean all the blinds and everything. Maybe it'll make me feel better if I do that and then shampoo the rugs again after the winter. I heard that there's a lot of dust that accumulates in 1 year in a home, and I believe so. There's always dust and things to clean, things to do. No wonder we drag. Thank you, God, that little by little we can do all things. Let's go ahead and pray, please. See, our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And by the way, when we do that, let's blast some Motown music, you know, something to make you dance and be happy and act like. Remember the teenage years that we used to blast KGFJ, the radio station in LA, the Stoll station. And we as young children, we just, all of us be enjoying the music. Amen. They would sing songs like Land of a Thousand Dances. The Temptations with their song, I Wish It Would Rain, you know, when I would go to grade school, man. All these songs characterized of soul joy. Thank you so much for coming out here. Let's blast this day with gratitude, people. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to today's meeting. I'm Fernando, alcoholic. Let's go ahead and open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. AA is a fellowship of men and women who help each other to overcome alcoholism. Thank you so much for coming on here today. I'm Fernando again. I am the park drunk. I got drunk. I am fully clothed in my right mind only by the grace of God. The grace of God is a great topic, you know. I mean, it's so important that Bill put it up on the wall, but for the grace of God and me being the but. knowing that the grace of God, every time I fell down with a bottle in my hand, it was the grace of God that was sustaining me. Amen. For my purpose today is one primary purpose, to carry this message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray the set-aside prayer, please. Lord, I set aside everything I know about you, this place, myself, this program, for a fresh new revelation, new idea in you, this place, myself, and the program, that I may know you better and have your presence and your strength. Amen. Amen. All right, family, let's go ahead and read today's reading, Daily Reflections for April the 8th. An inside look. We want to find exactly how, when, and where our natural desires have warped us. We wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and ourselves. By discovering that our emotional deformities are, we can move toward their correction. 12 and 12 Traditions, page 43. Today, I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens myself, my desires, even my dreams. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I fear the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can, or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. The first thing that I want to brings to my attention is the word warp. Natural desires. What are our natural desires? I understand them. There's about five of them. You know, there's love, natural desire, that's acceptance. There's importance of approval from ourselves, from God, and from others. I was always hiding from that approval from God because I wasn't approvable, and I treated myself worse. So I finally came to and didn't realize that because of the grace of God that I'm standing on, I seem to be approved already. All I had to do was admit my part, you know, that I was wrong, I did wrong, and I couldn't stop doing wrong. I knew it was right, but I couldn't stop doing wrong. And then our next statement says, we wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and ourselves, our moms, our parents, our kids, our job, the people that gave us good jobs and they gave us trust. We violated all that, you know, and by pushing the envelope, staying late at night, and going to crazy bars and stuff, dangerous places. By discovering that our emotional deformities are, we can move toward their correction. One thing about Alcoholic Anonymous is the power that's in the room, the power of grace, the power of saying uncle. I say uncle, yep. So thank you, God. I asked for help. I asked for a program, and God sent me to Alcoholic Anonymous. Today, I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens me, myself, my desires, even my dreams. Now, here's the crux. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I fear the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. On a 24-hour basis, I ask God, I thank God today for who he made me. So I compliment myself. I say, thank you. Well done. I encourage myself with compliments. I say, hey, you're the best sharer in there. Your share is going to help others. You have a good message. And I have to talk to myself that way. You know, and that's what I saw when I came in. I saw joy, happiness, and freedom in the individuals, and they freely shared. even though my drinking still was calling me, I had to keep going forward. I didn't drink, but the isms, you know, the craziness. I had to write down in my God box what dreams I wanted, you know, put down in the God box dreams that gave confidence. Like, you know, hold a job, put bread on the table, have a clean car, clean shoes, a nice haircut. Had a dream of taking care of self and then taking care of others. Had a dream, and then came the bigger dreams, you know, going places, going to conventions, and a dream of having good sponsees around you, and a dream of moving forward and doing great things for yourself and others. Amen. All right, let me go ahead real fast like and read what my sponsor Solomon has to say. And I was thinking of reading an article from the Grapevine, which is always a lot of intuition there, a lot of wisdom in there. Today's the 8th, Proverbs 8. Let's go to my sponsor's house. Mr. Solomon, sir, you up? The excellence of wisdom. The excellence of wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? Yes, yes, it does. The excellence of wisdom. Wisdom does cry out and understanding do lift up their voice. I'm thankful for that I'm able to receive it. Verse 2 says, she takes her stand on the top of the high hill besides the way where the path meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the door. To you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. I said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, hate pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate, saith wisdom. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. Well, as yet, he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he had prepared the heavens, I was there. when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Sponsor. Thank you very much for coming on here and giving us the business. What's the truth is in this world, that we may know the truth. And that's to honor God and listen to wisdom. Wisdom is always talking. Amen. All right, little 24-hour day for today, for April the 8th. It says, In AA, alcoholics find a way to solve their personality problems. They do this by recovering three things. First, they recover their personal integrity. They pull themselves together. They get honest with themselves and with other people. They face themselves and their problems honestly. Instead of running away, they take a personal inventory of themselves to see where they really stand. Then they face the facts instead of making excuses for themselves. Second, alcoholics recover their faith in a power greater than themselves. They admit that they're helpless by themselves, and they call on their higher power for help. They surrender their lives to God as they understand Him. They put their drink problem in God's hands and leave it there. They recover their faith in a higher power that can help them. When trouble comes, do not say, "Why should this happen to me?" Leave yourself out of the picture. Think of other people and their troubles, and you will forget about your own. Gradually get away from yourself, and you will know the consolation of unselfish service to others. After a while, it will not matter so much what happens to you. It is not the important anymore. That's not so important, except as your experience can be used to help others who are in the same kind of trouble. I pray that I may become more unselfish. I pray that I may not be thrown off track by letting the old selfish creep back into my life. I thank God for my problems, and God helps me resolve them. I must make a stand for God and thanking Him for all the things around me. Believers that believe in God are considered by some as particular people. I must be willing to be deemed a fool for the sake of my faith by thanking God for my problems. I must be ready to stand aside and let the fashions and customs of the world go by, because they did not work for me. I'm intelligent enough to see that I only have so many chances. When God's purpose are thereby forwarded by thanking Him for my problems and getting out of the way and being grateful I don't have any more like other people, I'd be known by the marks and distinguished as a thankful person that believes in God. These are honest actions, pure actions, unselfish actions, love, gratitude, humility, and it's a sense of surrender. It goes against my pride, my ego, and my selfishness, and puts them at ease. I pray that I may be ready to profess my belief in God before others. I pray that I may not be turned aside by the skepticism and cynicism of unbelieving people. When I say, thank you, God, for my mess ups, just the way it is. Thank you for my life, just the way it is. Then God comes in and helps me. What other way can God help me when my ego, my pride, and my fears are in the way? And they don't work. They didn't work. I applied anger and pride and to get my life straight. I only drank more. It fell apart. Even running and exercising and the whole bit and going to universities, taking adult school in universities, I thought that would help me. I must have done three of them in my lifetime. San Francisco University, San Diego University, a university back east through mail, through correspondence. Trying to better myself. The only thing that bettered me on an easier is helping others and being in the program, enjoying the coffee, cookies, and the laughter and the joy. What a life, man. Have a ministry. Everything I always looked for in my entire life was in the traditions, in the steps. For our common welfare. Our common welfare comes first. Personal recovery dependent upon AA unity. Let's get fired up about this thing. Man, we got a gold mine in there. All right, today's reading is called Sober and Clean. It comes to us from an issue from October 1992, Grapevine. And the topic is The Family Afterwards. Amen. Sober and Cleaning. It's a perfect autumn afternoon, quiet with a blue sky and the sun making the leaves on the trees sparkle. The breeze washes over me like water. I'm out here hanging clothes on the line. I pick up our clean clothes, smooth each piece, secure it to the clothesline with a wooden clothespin. I wash as the clothes flap up and down, begin to soak in the sweet sunshine. And I feel good. Hanging up the wash is one of those simple pleasures that was always available when I was drinking, but somehow just out of reach in those days. Laundry, like everything else besides drinking, was pure drudgery to be gotten over with as quick as possible. Carrying a basket of wet clothes outside with a hangover was a complex and strenuous fact, not fun at all. Bobbing on the line of a pair of my daughter's sneakers, clean and fresh smelling, there are a source of pride because I just learned how to get them clean. Until recently, I had been throwing away rotten sneakers as soon as I could afford to buy a new pair. Then I overheard someone talking about washing her kid's sneakers every week, and I took note. It sounds silly, but I haven't thought of doing that. Cleaning it in various forms is one of the art that has eluded me for a long, long time. In a book of a household hints, I found out how to take the odor out of sneakers. A little ammonia in the rinse water, they were like new when I took them out of the washer, and I was delighted. I hung them on the line with the clothes and make them smell really fresh. Such a small thing, but it's so different from the way I did things when I was drinking. When things got dirty or fell into disrepair, I let them get worse. Whether it was something concrete like a rusty bicycle or dust on the table or something more abstract like relationships with people, I really did anything to try to fix it. I always hoped it would go away or someone else would come along and take care of it. Of course, it usually got worse. I like to blame my mother for my domestic inadequacies, but my siblings knew how to do all those things and they were raised right alongside me. So now I'm sober and getting clean. It's progress though, not perfection. Another lady in the program tells me she had a hard time too with cleaning. I used to clean one room and that was all I could do for that day, she says, laughing at herself. That's where I am at now. I confess, for me, that's good. I never used to clean any rooms. I take a little at a time, and it's amazing what I can do for my own peace of mind just by removing some of the dust and the smudges from my environment. Another friend has learned to cook breakfast for himself since becoming sober and single. He seems to take some pride in his feast, so he scrambles eggs. That's just about it for now. But makes a hell of a meal for himself. I laugh when he told me that it's no different than my caper in cleaning my daughter's sneakers once a week. Then I realized I haven't washed my curtains in a long time, years, because of my drinking. In sobriety, I find that growth is often unpredictable. We don't learn things necessarily according to conventional timetables. Emotionally, for example, I often feel like a teenager or younger. But rather than focusing on the difference between my feeling inside and my outward appearance, I rejoice that finally I am beginning to allow myself to accept life on its own terms, to be who I am. And I never expected from sobriety that some of my greatest joys would come from the daily accumulations of such small acts. Telling a friend something real about myself, enjoying the patterns and colors of leaves against the afternoon sky, watching the pile of soft, sweet-smelling laundry slow fill up in my basket, I hoist the basket on one hip, breathe deeply on the cool air, and carry my family's clothes upstairs, thanking God for another beautiful sober day. LD, Carbondale, Illinois, 1992. She didn't say how long she'd been sober, and she didn't say anything of the past other than the house needed cleaning. And that just reminds me, I usually clean my front windows in springtime and try to squeegee them and clean all the blinds and everything. Maybe it'll make me feel better if I do that and then shampoo the rugs again after the winter. I heard that there's a lot of dust that accumulates in 1 year in a home, and I believe so. There's always dust and things to clean, things to do. No wonder we dragged. Thank you, God, that little by little we can do all things. Let's go ahead and pray, please. See, our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And by the way, when we do that, let's blast some Motown music. You know, something to make you dance and be happy and act like. Remember the teenage years that we used to blast? KGFJ, the radio station in LA, the Soul Station. And we as young children, we just... all of us be enjoying the music. Amen. They would sing songs like Land of a Thousand Dances. The Temptations with their song, I Wish It Would Rain, you know, when I would go to grade school. Man, all these songs characterize of soul joy. Thank you so much for coming out here. Let's bless this day with gratitude, people. Thank you.